discussing the two different kinds of Zeva Zagarim, the original Zeva Zagarim and the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches, Amud Aleph, in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, is regarding Yotze Min Ha'asa. What's the din of Yotze Min Ha'asa or Min Amutter? Is that also included in Yotze Min Ha'asa? If the din of Dover Hamamid would have been the way some of the Achronim suggested, the Dr. Chuba quoted different opinions, if it would have been based on Yotze Min Ha'asar, that you consider it as if the new if the cheese is a Yotze Min Ha'asar from the Trefer Rennet, from the Orkevas Nevela, then we would have understood very well why the Ramah says that if you have Zeva Zagoyrim, if the Trefer Rennet wasn't enough to convert the whole vat of milk into cheese, you needed kosher rennet with the trefer rennet, that's called the Zeva Zagarim would be mutter, then we would have understood it very well. That's not the accepted opinion. We hold that it's not because of Yotze Min Ha'asar. The Nafkamina is, what if you have a Dover HaMamid that's an immobilized, what is it called? I forgot already. If you have an enzyme that's mixed in, then you take it all out. You remove the whole trefer enzyme from the whole thing later on. So we paskin in such a case, there's no din of Dover HaMamid. So we paskin the way the Chuvas Maimon, he says, the way the Rishonim write a Lashon, Dover HaMamid is like bottle mid Rabbanon, because we consider it as if it's Nikaris, as if the thing is Beyet, not that it's Yotze Min Ha'asa. We had yesterday, we were discussing the Tosfos in Chulin and the Tosfos on Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Tosfos holds that if not only Ma'amidim Osa Bior Kevas Nevela, if you would be Yodua Shem Ma'amidim Osa Bior Kevas Kshera, it would be a problem of Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. You can't say that it's Yotze Min Ha'asa. You can't say it's Yotze Min Ha'asa over there. According to the first opinion, and the Arki Tshuva quoted a Machlekes Ashayla, Dion and Achrayna, what's the nature of the din of Ma'amid, mid Rabbanon? What does it mean? Does it mean that the new Parim Chadoshis is Yotze Min Ha'asa? Or does it mean that it's Nika Ha'isa? So the accepted opinion is that it's Nikur Hisa. It's not Yotze Min Ha'asa. Nafkamina is if you removed all of the Yisa, there's no longer any Yisa. So we paskin lahakel on such a case. So we said that there's a machlokes, the Rima Gash, and Tosfos, what would be the din if you have cheese? And my minimos will be your kevas kshera. So Tosfos shita is that it's taka osir. It's osir mitam. It's not basa bicholav. You're eating fleshiks and milchiks simultaneously. What are you going to say over there? That it's the cheese is Yotze Min Ha'asa? It's not Yotze Min Ha'asa, it's Yotze Min Amutter. Yotze Min Amutter is Mutter. Shaila, if it's Fleshig and Milchig. So we're going to say Yotze Min HaFleshig is Fleshig. It's not true. A hen lays an egg, the egg is Parva. You don't say because the hen is Fleshig and milk is Milchig. You don't want to say Yotze Min HaFleshig is Fleshig, so all the milk on the world should look Fleshig. The obvious answer is, there ain't no such din. The pasuk says, "Basayana Yotze Min Ha'asa is Asa." There's no such din. A Yotze Min HaFleshig is Fleshig. Yotze Min HaMilchig is Milchig. So what is Tosfos talking about over here? Tosfos holds that if you made cheese, Bor Kevas Kshera, if it's Biyadu Bavandai, it's only the worst it can be is Bas B'Cholad Rabbanon. So Tosfos says, if you're not sure, so they're not going to be Goyzim the Rabbanon. It's Safik the Rabbanon Lekula, and they're not going to be Goyzim the Asir. Or Gmina Sakim, because of the fact that there may be a Basa B'chol HaDrabbanon, does make sense. They were only Goyzer because of a pras, a chshash of a deraisa. Ma'amin Marsa be Orkevis Nevela. So according to Tosfos, clearly you see that they hold that it's not a din of Yotze Min Ha'asa. There's no such din that Yotze Min HaFleshik is Fleshik. So Tosfos holds that it's considered Nikar, it's considered Bian, it's considered Nikaris. That's the accepted opinion. We hold that it's called Nikaris. So if it's Nikar Hisa, has nothing to do with Yotze Min Ha'asa. So what does the Ramah say at the end of Simen Pei Zayin? If you use kosher enzyme and non-kosher enzyme together to make the Hamadah, we call it Zeva Zagarim and it's Mutter. What does it have to do with Zeva Zagarim? So we explain, because the Gemara M'sochim and Afchof Zayin Amar Aleph and Nun Ches Amar Aleph and Chulim, when the Gemara talks about Zeva Zagarim, so on the side is Mitzayin, all the different Marmakaymas and Shas, but the Gemara talks about Zeva Zagarim. So the Gemara there talks about Mechametz. If you have Sor Shal Truma, Shanaf L'Tach Isa Shal Chulin, so Mechametz is also a din that's considered Niker. And if there wasn't in the Sor Shal Truma, Eim B'Kedei L'Chametz, the whole Isa, you had to have Sor Shal Chulin, Vishal Truma, Eim Ezek De L'Hachmetz, Veim Ezek De L'Hachmetz, and it's Tafish Deim Yachad, V'Chim Tzu Isa Isa, so then the Gemara calls that Zeva Zagarim. It's not identical with the machlekes of Lezer Rebbe Shua by Vlad Trefo, or by Ben or by Shora Niskal Shabal Behema Malis, that every Behema has to have a father and a mother, so one is also one is Mutta, we call that Zeb Zagarim. That's the original Zeb Zagarim. Hayotzim and Haaser is Aser. What if it's Yotzim and Aser and Amutta? Without the Yisr and the Heti, he couldn't have the Vlad. So that's the original Machlok is Zeb Zagarim. And this is related, this is similar, but it's not identical, but it's also called, it's also referred to by the Gemara Zeb Zagarim. So we pass in La Locha that Zeb Zagarim is Mutter even in the case of Mechametz. So that's why the Ramah paskins that Zeb Zagarim would be Mutter also in the case of Mamid. If the Trefa enzyme wasn't Yeshba Kadei Lahamid on its own, it needed a mixture of kosher enzyme with Trefa enzyme. Trefa enzyme wouldn't have done the trick. So then it's considered Zeb Zagarim and it's Mutter. Okay. So we mentioned yesterday also that Achreinim have, as a Lashon Mushal, they use also, Abchaim Moshe has a tshuva about this, they use as a Lashon Mushal the expression Zeb Zagarim in a different case. You have a trefa flavor mixed into a food. The trefa flavor alone would not succeed in giving tam into such a big container full of food. But you had to have a mixture of a trefa flavor with a kosher flavor together. So the Achreinim say Zeb Zagarim is mutter. So Rab Chaim Moshe explained, it doesn't mean Zeb Zagarim, has nothing to do with Zeb Zagarim. It just means that you only say tam ki ikir if the Iser succeeds in giving an Asinas tam into that. They're all on its own. But if the Iser per se, the Iser on its own, would not succeed in giving an Asinas tam. You have to have a tam of an Iser with another flavor. You need a mixture of a kosher flavor, a trefa flavor. Often that is the case. When they make a flavor, so they mix in a lot of times 25 different flavors in order to bring out one big flavor. And with one of the flavors alone, you wouldn't discern anything. You need a combination of many. So very often what happens is that the one flavor is treif, but it's usually going to be a zev zagur. It's not right to give a hechsher l'chatchila on such a product. If you have an organization, that gives hashgachas, so what's the hashgacha that we know? Everything has chazer, but it's all batel b'shish. So that's not hashgacha. Like one of the rabbanim is telling me, he gives a hashgacha, so he knows that his bakery is not mafrish challah. They never mafrish challah, but challah b'chutz laaretz is only with the rabbanon. And the nesivus writes in chosh mishpat is a talmud chacham. The nesivus writes in chosh mishpat that anisa the rabbanon is only anisa gavra, not anisa chevtza. So if you violate anisa gavra b'shegig, you don't need any kapara. So the customers don't know that all the bread they're buying is trade. That's his hashgacha that you're allowed to eat it. That's his hashgacha. He happens to be a very holy rabbi. He's holier than all of us put together. He considers himself a very holy person. He wouldn't eat from the OU. He only eats from his Ashgacha. His Ashgacha is better than everybody else, but that's part of his cheshbon, that he holds that since whatever they don't know won't hurt them, because Chalas Chutzla is only the Rabbanon, and as Siva says, he's a Gavra Shogi, you don't need Kapar. Yeah. So that's not proper. When you give a heksha doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat it because it's bottle b'shishim. Heksha means I'm telling you it doesn't have any treif ingredients. People don't want a heksha that you're allowed to sveka derabbanon lekula. The worst it could be is only treif from derabbanon a sveka derabbanon lekula. That is the din, sveka derabbanon lekula. But that's not called a heksha. Heksha means that I certify. I know that everything is kosher. But let's say there's a product that doesn't have a heksha. You're not proper to give a heksha on such a thing. The product doesn't have a heksha, but we ascertain that it has a trefa flavor, but it has another 24 flavors. It has 25 flavors in order to bring about the flavor that it has, the final result of the flavor. With the trefa flavor alone, you absolutely wouldn't be able to taste it whatsoever. So that's what Achranim called Zeb Zagar. So b'di'evit, that would be mutter l'chatchili. We say, eim avat anis l'chatchili, not allowed to do it. But b'di'evit, we would say that would be mutter. So they use an expression that Zeb Zagar. So that also, Rav Chaim Moshe writes in the Shuvah, that's not really Zeb Zagar. It has nothing to do with Zeb Zagar. It means that it's not nice and tam. Whenever you have an Issa that's less than 50%, it should have been bottled. Rashi always says, because Acharab Nahatas, it should have been bottled. But if it's nice and tam, then there's a din of tam ki iker. We pass on tam ki iker as a raisa. But if the Issa alone doesn't succeed in giving tam, you need another 24 flavors blended in together in order to give an Asinas tam. The Issa per se doesn't succeed in giving tam. So that's not called Nesinas Tam. So Rab Chaim Moshe has in a tshuva, he quotes from the Minchas Baruch, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I think he quotes it from the Minchas Baruch, that sometimes you have a flavor enhancer. you have a flavor, a little bit of flavor, and that flavor alone will not succeed in giving the sinas tam and the whole thing. But then you pour in a chemical, let's say you have a trefa flavor. That trefa flavor will not succeed in giving a tam. Then you don't add another flavor and both of them together succeed in giving the sinas tam. Somehow the other chemical has an effect on the trefa flavor, and now the trefa flavor has more koyach to give in the sinas tam to the whole Michael. And the tam that you have at the end is not a result of the combination. The second thing doesn't have any flavor. It's not that you have 25 different flavors and they're all the same, or they all blend in together to give a certain flavor. No. One thing has a flavor, but it's not enough given the sinas tam. The other thing has absolutely no flavor whatsoever, but it has a chemical property. It's a flavor enhancer. It gives the first one the ability to give in the sinas tam. So then Rav Chaim Moisen quotes the Minchas Baruch, I think, that's not Zav Zagar. After you gave an injection to the trefa flavor, now the trefa flavor succeeded in giving the nesinas tam. So that's called tam kika. That's not called zebes agur. Okay, that comes up a lot.
Now the idea that if a goy makes has a factory and they're mevatel the stuff in shishim, that the OU won't give a heksher on that. Is that is that a halachic idea, or is that more of a policy marketing type of idea?
Rav Moshe has a few times in his tshuvas, he writes mechua hadavar. It's a davar mechua to give a hechsher on a certain product where the process of preparing the product was done in such a way that we wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. So even though the Nochem did it, it's a Goyish company, the Nochem did it, so it's a davar mechua to give a hechsher like that. Take for example, let's say you cook, I cook kosher food in a treifa pot that hasn't been used in treifas for 24 hours. So the Gemara says that Mi'ikar din is a cliche in Ben Yomo, is considered Nosen Tam Lagam. Nosen Tam Lagam doesn't make treif, usually, doesn't make treif, most of the time, doesn't make treif. But L'chatchila, the Gemara says, Gzeire in Ben Yomo at the Ben Yomo. So let's say, so if it's a Goyish company, so what are you going to say? It's a Gzeire in Ben Yomo at the Ben Yomo. That the Goyish company is over in Avera. What do you mean? They're not Jewish. They're not. It's not from the Shavim Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. So they're not doing anything wrong. So what's wrong if I say that the product is kosher? Once you cook kosher food in the Kli Sheni Beyamas, the food is kosher l'chatchila. Food is not just kosher b'diyevet. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to do that. L'chatchila, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, it's not proper to cook kosher food and a tray for cliche in a ben yoma, because the Gemara says on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, it's exera in a ben yoma to ben yoma. If you just have one set of dishes and you just put a label on, you just put a sticker on, this was used for treifas at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. So then I'll wait till 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, then it'll be mutter because it's ena ben yoma. I have one set of dishes for fleishiks and milchas, just put stickers on, I'll know when it's ena ben yoma. So the Gemara says you made Xera de Rabban, Xera ene ben yama at ben yama. The stickers may fall off and you mix up all the pots and you won't know what you're holding by. So they made Xera de Rabban. So Xera de Rabban is you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. But b'dieved, if you did it, the food is kosher l'chatchila, Rav Moshe writes. Not that the food is only kosher b'dieved. L'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. So if the food is kosher l'chatchila, so why can't you give a heksher? So Rav Moshe writes a concept, it's a dover mechua to give such a heksher. You have other cases also like that. It's a dover mechua to give a heksher where the process that they used was such that if it would have been a Jewish company, it would not have been permissible to do it. So then it's not proper to give a heksher like that.
Isn't the heksher on Menashevet matzah that was done before? That the dough is stuck in the machines falls back in the original?
The heksher on all matzah companies, unless they stop the whole machinery every 18 minutes. So Rav Avad Yosef writes in his tshuvas that the heksher on all matzah companies, they push the button, they let it keep on going for hours and hours and hours most of the time. Well, thus you have 18 minute matzahs. So it's always based on bittul. Yes, so that's not really called ema matan lechatchila. I didn't mix in the treifa ingredient on purpose. It fell in over here accidentally. You want me to go stop the process to clean out the whole machine? So that's a big tircha. So that's not really, strictly speaking, that's not really, even if it would be a Jew, even if it is a Jewish company, even if you're dealing with a Jewish matzah company, strictly speaking, you're not really violating the din of Ein Mavatan Isla Chatchila. I didn't do it on purpose. That's the way it turns out, that some of the raw dough sits and keeps on accumulating, then it falls back in. And
you know what that's how it's going to work.
Yeah, but it's a big tircha to keep on stopping the machine and so on. So that says in Yeridei cases like that. That's not called Eim Mevatel Nislach Tehillah. When you weren't Ein Kavanasa Levatel, when you weren't really interested in being Mevatel Yisra, just that it turned out like that, and you're not gaining anything. It's just that it's too difficult otherwise. So you have in Yeridei like that. That's not called Eim Mevatel Nislach Tehillah.
And so, two other questions. Does Ramosha have an origin for this idea? And also,
doesn't have any mark.
Okay. Also, how is this different than, how is a kashrus organization different than, let's say, Rabbanim over, you know, hundreds of years previously, you know, when a shalat would come up and they would say, yeah, you could buy from the guy, you could buy, you know, this candy or this whatever. Why is the kashrus organization different than a rav in a community?
Kashrus organization is making millions of dollars on this. So what are they making money to tell you that it says that it's kosher b'dieved? I tell you everything is batel b'shishim. When I see a label of some organization that they say it's kosher, I feel very good. I know that has no treifas mixed in whatsoever. It's preferable not to rely on bittul b'roiv. It's preferable to have things that are absolutely kosher. Why should you rely on bittul b'roiv?
So, in theory, if the OU turns something down, Rav Schechter private would tell, you know, would tell a Talmud or something like that that it's mutter to eat this particular thing?
Yeah, a lot of times there are things that we know they are kosher. They are kosher because the treifas is batel b'shishim, but it's not right to give a hechsher, sure.
So it's more on the din on the kashrus organization then?
Right.
Okay, then.
Right. A lot of times you have it like that. Okay, yesterday we started the Gemara about if you want to have flesh except the milchiks, the milchiks have the flesh. So the Gemara said you have to have netilas yadayim if it's balaylo and you can't tell whether you have any schmaltz on your fingers. If it's bayom and you see your fingers are clean, so then Gemara says that there's no problem. That's on the bottom of kuf dalad on the base. Hanimili bileoya, avol b'mama hakoch hazina. That there's no problem. So you need netilas yadayim. Then you also need kinuach v'hadocha in the mouth. Yeah, and if you have netilas yadayim kinuach v'hadocha, then everything is fine. So Tosis says, wait a minute, but don't you have to wait till the next meal? Doesn't the Gemara say on the next daf, on daf Kufei, Omur Aleph, Omar Marukfa, right after it says, right in the middle of Kufei and Aleph, after it says, Bamidbar, chapter Yud Aleph, Habasar Adena Bein Shinei, Omar Marukfa, No Lahamil Sechala Bar Chamra Lagabi Abba. My father was a big tzaddik, and my father's like wine, and I'm like vinegar. When the wine sours, it becomes vinegar. So he says, I'm nothing compared to my father. The Ilu Abba, my father, ki havi ochel bistro hidum, and my father would eat fleshiks at 9 o'clock in the evening. On one night, havi ochel gvina ad lamachar ad ki hashta. My father would wait 24 hours. The Ilu, I'm not on such a madrege. Boho sudos hudole achilna, sudos achrina, achrita achilna. I only don't eat fleshiks in the same meal. But I wouldn't eat milchiks in the same meal, but in the next meal I would eat milchiks. He only waits from one meal to the other. So what does that mean, from one meal to the other? So the what's wrong? Let's say you're middle of the same meal, you had fleishiks. So you're going to do netilas yadayim kinuach hapen hadocha. So why can't you just continue to have milchiks in the same meal? What's the problem? So the father's waiting 24 hours. That's clearly a midas chasidus. What about his waiting from one suda to the other? He would not fleshiks and milchiks in the same suda. He means, I don't do midas chasidus, I just follow the din. And the din is, it's not a din men atar, it's a din med the rabbanon. The din med the rabbanon is you have to wait from one meal to the other. Or he's saying, no, my father was a real chasid and I'm a modern chasid. Modern orthodox chasid. Not like the father. Father used to wait 24 hours and now I do midas chasidus of waiting from one meal to the other. So Tosis is not sure. The Tosfos on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis Ofegvina, so they're not sure whether Atzudos Achrita is a chumra. That's his personal chumra. In other words, it's a minig. It's a midas. If you have such a minig, it's a fine minig. Or is it a real din de Rabbanan? So Tosfos is not sure. Yeah, how do we pass an halacha lemaisa? So what does it mean from one meal to the other? What does it mean you shouldn't have fleshiks and milchiks in the same meal? So Tosfos on the daf on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph says Ados Achrita Dif. Tosfos on the daf says La Besuda Sherigidim Lasa Sachas Shachas Rachas Zarvis. They used to eat breakfast and supper. So it doesn't mean you have to wait 6 hours from breakfast to supper. Filo La Alter Mstilik Al Shulchan Birach, when you bench, so that's called the next meal. Muta Deloy Plug Rabban. As long as you waited from one meal to the other, is muta. We don't follow the Tosfos, we follow the Rambam. The Rambam says you got to wait 6 hours. The Rambam doesn't say 6 hours. He writes something kemoshe shos, approximately 6 hours. So that's what the recent Svarim, they say, that since the Rambam writes kemoshe shos, that means 5.5 hours is good. Some say into the sixth hour, a little more than 5 hours. Remember, somebody asked Rav Soloveitchik when we were learning this din, that there is a din in Avelis and in Cheirem that mixes Hayam Kekula. If a person has to observe Shiva, he has to observe Shloshim. So if he begins to observe the Shiva on the seventh day, so he can call the quits, mixes Hayam Kekula. Same thing, the beginning of the Shloshim, he says mixes Hayam Kekula. Azava, Azav and Azava can be tovel in the mikveh the morning of the seventh day. They don't have to wait till the end of the day. That's a din deraisa where you say mixes Hayam Kekula. Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The original pasuk is by Azava. So someone asked Rav Soloveitchik, is that what this din is based on? That you're into the sixth hour, you can eat the milchik. So he said, first they had never heard of such a thing, that people only wait into the sixth hour. Another swarm they quote, the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had that practice. Others insist after a full 6 hours, different practices. Rav Soloveitchik said he wasn't familiar with people who have such a practice. But he says, if they have such a practice, so the student asked, is it based on the principle of mixus hashor kechol hashor? So he said, got angry. He said, there is no such thing. What are you making up your own deal? No such halacha, mixus hashor kechol hashor. He said, no. The Gemara says you have to wait from one meal to the other. So he says, benoik shaboil, people eat lunch from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, then they eat supper from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So if you've just finished eating the if you have fleishiks for lunch, so you finished eating the fleishiks at 10 to 1, you start eating supper, let's say you have milchiks for supper, you start at 6 o'clock, so it's a little over 5 hours. So he said, that's what it's based on. That's called misuda lesuda. And that's what they point out. The Rambam says, kemoshe shos, approximately 6 hours. Okay. So that's a shalat. That waiting 6 hours, is that a real din midirabbanon, or is that a minig, a midas chasidus? So the Pischei Tshuva and Yerideya quotes from the Chasam Sofer. Let's say a person has, what did they used to have years ago? They used to always tell them to drink warm milk for that when they have an upset stomach. Now they say that the warm milk is absolutely lamalo alomare. It doesn't. I forgot what the sickness was. I forgot what it was. It used to be a sickness years ago. The doctors finally figured out how to solve it. So the solution to that sickness, you would have a bellyache. So the solution to the sickness would be, they thought that you drink warm milk. So the shot is, what if a guy doesn't feel well and he wants to drink warm milk within 6 hours? How sick do you have to be permitted to... An Issa Deraisa it isn't. So in order to be, allow an Issa Deraisa, you have to be either Chola Mesukan or Chola Sheesh B'Sofik Sakana or a Svek Svek of Sakana. Svek Svek of Sakana is also. And a Svek Svek of Sakana is Decha Kola Tarkula except for Yehorek Bal Yava. Okay. Except for the three cases of Yehorek Bal Yava. In order to be Matar an Issa Derabbanon, you have to be at least a chol shem b'sakana. Chol shem b'sakana. The Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos gives a definition: a person who cannot function normally. What if the fellow can function very well? He just has a bellyache. It doesn't slow him down. He doesn't have to lay in bed. Not mutal lemishkav. It doesn't slow him down at all. So the Chasam Sofer is quoted by the Pischei Tshuva that in order to have milchiks within 6 hours, you're just dealing with a minig, a midas chasidus. It's not even a din derabbanan. So even if he only has a mechesh bialma, we would permit him to have the milchiks within the 6 hours. So the Kafachayim has a Kafachayim was written less than 100 years ago. No, when was it written? Not sure. Recently.
30s.
Okay, so it was written way after the Chasam Sofer is Tshuvas. So he quotes this Pischei Tshuva. So he says, that's only if you're going to, after waiting 1 hour. So the waiting, the extra 5 hours, or the extra 4 hours and 10 minutes, whatever, so waiting 6 hours, that's only a minute. But he says, waiting 1 hour, he thinks that maybe that's a real din derabbanan. So for that, you would only have a heter to have milchiks within the hour if you're really a chol shem b'sakana. If you have such pain that it prevents you from functioning normally. But if you're just a bari with a mechesh bialma, in Hilchos Shabbos, we have different madregas. You have a bari with a mechesh bialma, where there's an iser everywhere. Then you have a chol shem b'sakana, where they never made gzera de rabbanon of refuah. That's how we pass. And then you have a chola sheyesh b'sakana, that other rabbin. Not only is there no iser refuah, you're matter even to do an iser deraisa. So the Ramah there in Hilchos Shabbos gives you this definition. The chola sheyesh b'sakana is either buta lemishka v'chola kol gufo. It means he has a condition that prevents him from being able to function normally. And a bari with a mechish bialma means just has slight aches and pains, but it doesn't prevent him from functioning normally.
What if after a few hours they forget about it, they pick up a glass of milk and they drop on the milk, and then before they taste it, they remember that they're patient?
They have tshuvas about that. Rabbi Yossi Leslutzke has a tshuva about that. Look, eating within 6 hours, after 1 hour, I even think 6 hours, only a minute. And saying a bracha levatola, that's a real din. So that for sure. If the person, by mistake, said shahakal on the milk, then he's going to change his mind, drink orange juice instead, so he's going to need another shahakal. So the first shahakal is going to be a bracha levatola. So since bracha levatola is a real din, the rabbana, waiting 6 hours, only a minute, so you would be modif like that. The shahakal is, what about fasting on a tanis? Let's say fasting on a tanesim. So on Tisha B'av Bizman it's not optional. But on Shivasa B'Tamas and on Tzom Gedalia and on Sar B'Tavis, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Nikar Adin, Ratz Misanim, Ratzai Misanim. If you live, if there's no Beis HaMikdosh, but you live in a country where there's no outright persecution against the Jewish people, and there's no outright harassment of the Jews, there's anti-Semitism, and there's no persecution. So then the Gemara says, Mikar Adin, it's optional. Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. So it's just Krashav Yuvalai Chayva. So we treat it like a minute. So that's a Shaila. What if a person says a bracha on a tannis on food, forgetting? He forgot that today's a tannis. So what should he do? Should he take a sip of the coffee? Should he take a little sip? No, that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Because the fasting on the other tannisim is only a minute. Or would you say, no, somehow that's a stronger minik? So that's what the Rabbi Yossi Leslutzke has a tshuva about that also. About the 6 hours. They printed around 20 years ago. They had the Rabbi Yossi Leslutzke was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. He was one of the earlier groups who learned in Volozhin Yeshiva. And then he was one of the alumni who was on the board of directors of the Yeshiva. So when they had the big Dinei Torah between the Netziv and the Beis Halevi, maybe he was around even when they had the whole din Torah about Rab Chaim, whether Rab Chaim Soloveitchik is roy to serve as a magid shir in the yeshiva. So I think he was on the board who had to make the decision. Like the yeshiva, our yeshiva has a prominent members on the board, they make all these major decisions. So he was on the board. So they had the Ksav Yadav, his tshuvas, was sitting for over 100 years till he finally printed it. Every generation, someone was interested in printing, and something always came up. And then recently, the Mossad Rafka, I think Machon Yerushalayim printed it. Someone printed it in Eretz Yisrael. So he has a tshuva where he discusses that. You have to judge under the circumstances which is the lesser of the two evils, which avera is less from the two. So the Kaf HaChaim suggests, he thinks that this heter of the Chasam Sofer only applies having milchiks within 6 hours. He says, waiting misuda lesuda, what the Rambam says, kemoshe shoyes, that's only a minik. That's like the father waited 24 hours, or the son, Marukva, waited 6 hours, that's only a minik. But to wait 1 hour, he thinks that maybe that's medina. Where does it come from, waiting 1 hour is medina? So we don't really have it in the Gemara. The Bir Agra quotes from the Beis Yosef, it quotes from the Zohar, that you shouldn't have fleshiks and milchiks b'chada shaita. So that's the question. B'chada shaita means at the same time, or b'chada shaita means within an hour. B'shoachas. B'shoachas means to have a salami sandwich with a drink of milk. B'shoachas. Or b'shoachas means within 60 minutes. It means an hour of 60 minutes. It means b'vasachas. So many assume that the Zohar means, b'chada shaita means within an hour. And the Zohar says in both directions, if you had milchiks first, you should wait an hour to have fleshiks. If you have fleshik first, you should wait an hour to have milchiks. So according to the Zohar, it sounds as if this is a real din. This is the Shaila on Shavuos. The Ramah records a minig in Hilchas Shavuos that the minig is that on Shavuos you have milchiks and fleshiks. What do you have milchiks and fleshiks? What is that all about? We say that on Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha in simcha ele bebasar. You have to have dafka fleshiks. Why should you insist dafka on having milchiks? So the Ramah says that on Shavuos, in addition to the musafim that they had to bring, the same as Pesach and Rosh Chodesh and Sukkot, they brought musafim, so they had to bring also shtei alechem. So we want to make a zechel shtei alechem. So that's why every Shabbos we have lechem mishneh, but the Ramah says you only cut one of them. You only eat one of the two challahs. You don't cut both. That's what the Ramah writes. on Shavuos we want to make a zecher the shtei alechem, so we cut the both chalas and we eat both of the chalas. So we eat one of the chalas. So in order to force ourselves to eat the both chalas, to make a zecher the shtei alechem, so we have milchiks and fleishiks served for lunch. So first you have, if you first have fleishiks, you have to wait 6 hours. So you won't be able to have your milchiks till who knows when. So first you have milchiks, and then later on you do netilas yadayim and you do kinuach v'adocha, and then you have fleishiks later. And the din is that the bread that was used, the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the bread that was used with the milchik meal, were afraid in the days of the Gemara. They used to eat the food with their fingers until very recently. They didn't use forks and knives and spoons and so on. Everybody ate everything with their fingers. So the fingers are going to be all greasy. We're going to touch the challah, going to touch a loaf of bread with your milchik fingers, so the bread is going to become milchik. So you can't eat that bread with a fleishig meal, and the bread that you eat with a fleishig meal, you're going to touch that with your fleishig fingers. You're not allowed to eat the leftover bread with a milchik meal. So since you're going to have first milchiks, then fleishigs, you're going to have to eat from both challahs. You're going to eat from the first challah with the milchiks, second challah from the fleishig. That's what it says in the Ramah, that the meaning was that they had, in order to eat from both of the challahs, zecher l'shtei alechem, zecher milchiks and fleishigs. So the shaila is, but the Zohar says you have to wait an hour. And the Zohar says you shouldn't eat fleishigs and milchiks, not b'choda sudese, and not b'chod shaita. So you can wait an hour, but then you're going to have to bench in the middle also, that it shouldn't be b'chod sudasa. A lot of times a yontav meal takes 2 hours, takes a long time. So you shouldn't have the fleishiks and the milchiks in the same meal. So based on the Zohar, you should bench in between the milchik meal and the fleishik meal. So that's what the Melamed L'Hoyle has a discussion. According to the Nigla, there is no such din. That you have to wait, that you have to bench in between. We don't really have that. From the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that you wash netilas yadam, you have kinuch v'adocha and farting, and you're allowed to have fleishiks in the same meal right after the milchiks. This is all a chumra from the Zohar, which is Kabbalah. So that's a question. Is that perhaps Goren Baruch Shein Tzvicha? According to the Nigla, just wash your hands and brush your teeth and do a kinuch v'adocha in the mouth. Eat some challah and chew, shite. So then you can have the fleishiks in the same meal. There's no need to bench. And based on the Zohar, you're going to insist the guy should bench and wash until it's a dime again, then bench a second time. So according to the Nigla, isn't that a problem with Goren Baruch Hashem and Tzvicha?
Taisus says a beer. Taisus
holds
that
you're
ready to bench.
The Gemara is talking if you first had fleishiks and then you had milchiks, I think. The Gemara is talking first fleishiks, then milchiks. So he said his father would wait 24 hours and he would only wait l'sud acheres. But if you have first milchiks then fleishiks, so the pashtus is all you need is until sidan kinoch v'adoch, you can have in the same meal. So these two chumras, to wait an hour between milchiks and fleishiks and to bench in between, this is all based on the Zohar. So that's a shaila, is that proper, is that permissible to be machma for the Zohar if according to the Nigla that's a chashash of Goren Baruch Hashem and Tzvicha. Okay, okay. You pull that stunt, is good. Okay, then you solved your problem.
Do we find another takanos deemed the rabbanon the shear of 60 minutes, an hour, to say, like, where halakhically do we find the shear of 60 minutes of an hour?
Don't know.
It's more like a minute. It's not really based on anything that we find even based on 1 hour.
A real din based on an hour. Probably not. You have sometimes somuch is a chatzi shor. Samach lemincha, so the Rishonim say, Samach lemincha ktana, Samach lemincha gdoila. So they say it's a half an hour. But an hour, I don't know.
What?
Suda Shlishis on Shabbos? Most assume that it's only Midrabbanan. I think the Prima Gaon quotes one obscure opinion that it is their deraisa. It's learned that from the Psukim, Hayom, 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 but the Pashto says that it's only on a smach the Midrabbanan. There is some Rishon. The Prima Gaon quotes some obscure Rishon, not a Rashi or a Taisa. He quotes some Rishon that says.
I think it's the Shultas.
Oh, yeah?
The Shultas.
I thought it was more obscure than that. Okay. So one of the Rishonim thinks that it is their deraisa. Okay.
The
six shows. We all assume they're 60-minute hours.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they be shows manios?
The Pizchei Tshuva has a discussion. Some want to say shows manios. No, no. The Pashto says that it's not.
The issue was between meals, like Tosaf says, what we would think originally in the Havmin, between the lunch and the dinner, that would be whether it's shows manios or six regular hours. It's a set standard time for everyone. You know, they're not going to base, you know, when they eat supper on shows manios. They're going to have
yeah. The Pashto says like that.
I discussed this with Paul and Columbus. Mr. Burns, someone cooked in Zion or Achayim, that says when you're in the day you're supposed to eat your first meal. So Mr. Burns from Magen Avraham points out that the show is manios.
Uh-huh.
I said, why would that be? Right? People don't determine they eat based on shows manios.
Right.
Maybe they do.
He said they used to.
Uh-huh.
He said, now that we have lights, we messed up our bodies. But he said, it always used to be that way. So shouldn't it have been when the minhag developed, shouldn't it have been for shows manios or not for it?
Some Achrayim say like that. Does depend on shows manios. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a din in the Gemara in the end of Yevamos. Katan shehigia lachinuch, so the parents have to be mechanach the child. What if he's a katan shelo higia lachinuch? So there's no din of chinuch shelo higia lachinuch. Nonetheless, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. It's also lachila biadayim. The Velas Atreifus, the baby food that you buy in the store, you're giving it to a little infant, he doesn't understand bichlal, anything about kashrus, but still you're not allowed to give him treifa food. So there's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Rashboba, the Osa Lachila Biadaim only applies to Yisurim Derais or even to Yisurim Derabbanon. That's in Perek Cheresh, in the end of Yevamos. So the Rashbo claims, Lahokil, that Osa Lachila Biadaim only applies to Yisurim Derais, if something is only Osa Derabbanon, it's Muta Lachila Biadaim. And he's in disagreement, but the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam and disagrees. The Rambam thinks that it's even on Anisa de Rabbanan. What if it's not even Anisa de Rabbanan? What if it's only Anisa mitam minig? Let's say Ashkenazim, they don't eat kidneys. You have a little child on Pesach and he wants to eat chocolates. You have chocolates that are kosher le Pesach, it has no chametz in it, but it has lecithin, it has kidneys in it. So would you say that it's a din and the child is too young to understand bichlal, what anything is all about? So that's where Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a tshuva. He points out that even according to the Rambam, who is machmer, that even on Anisa de Rabbanon, Sosa Lachila Biadayim, but if something is only Asa Mitam Minig, that's less than Anisa de Rabbanon. So that there isn't even Anisa Lachila Biadayim. So let's say over here you have a little baby. So you have a little infant that he doesn't understand what's going on. So he just fed him his fleshiks. And so the Shadda say, allowed to give him milchiks within 6 hours. So within 6 hours is only a minik. So for sure, on Minhagim, there's no din of Asa Lachili B'Adayim. His mom is Lohi Gil Lachinuch. He doesn't know Bechlal what's flying. Shalas, what about within an hour? Would you say that within an hour, according to the way the Kaf HaChaim says it, maybe you have to wait an hour? That's according to the Zohar, that's a real din de Rabbanan. That's not just a minik. That's why the Kaf HaChaim wants to be Machman. Within an hour, the only one who would be permitted to eat, have milchiks within an hour after fleishiks, if he's mamish achor the shem b'sakon. But just the boy with the mechesh be'alma, he doesn't think that some sofer would be mekel. Thinks that kula is only within 6 hours, not within 1 hour. If that's really, if you should assume like the kavacham, that's really an isa derabbanon. So the way we usually follow the Rambam, that it's also lachila bi'adayim ani sunim derabbanon, the Rambam is machmer against the Rashbo. So there's room to say that you should try to give the baby his bottle only, you should give him a bottle of milk only if you wait an hour. Unless the baby's crying, he wants a bottle. So his baby's crying, that's considered Hilcha Shabbos, that's considered a Choyla Shem Misakon. He's not a Choyla, he's not sick. But the definition, the Ramah says, the definition of a Choyla Shem Misakon does mean a person who's sick, means a person has some condition. The condition of the baby is that he's a baby. So if the person has a condition that prevents them from functioning normally, let's say the baby is hungry on Shabbos. Normally the baby plays with his toys. Normally the baby fights with his brothers and his sisters. Whatever. He plays with the brothers and fights with the brothers and sisters. And now the baby is hungry on Shabbos. He's going to scream his head off. There's nothing wrong. He's not chayla at all. But the kid, when he wants a bottle, he's going to scream his head off. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that Amir Lanachri is mutter for Tzorchei Atinuk, because Tzorchei Atinuk is considered like a chayla shem b'sakon. Because the definition of chol shem b'sakana is a person has a condition, doesn't have to be a machla, he has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. So if he asks a nochri to bring some food, derech hushus harabim, he asks a nochri to bring some food for the baby, then it'll solve that problem. The baby will stop crying. So here also, if the kid just had fleishiks, and you want to give him milchiks within an hour because he's screaming his head off, he wants a bottle, and you're going to give him orange juice, or you're going to give him water, he's not going to be happy with that, he's so used to his bottle of milk. Shite, fine thing, so that's a chol shem b'sakana, that's no problem. The shaila is, let's say, the kid is not crying, I'm just going to put him to bed. So I gave him fleishiks, and when I put him to bed, they give him a bottle of milk. Now they say it's not so healthy, because you ruin the kid's teeth if he goes to sleep with a bottle of milk. So let's say in the Friedrich Adoris, where they didn't realize that that it's not so healthy. So if the mother can either give the baby a bottle of milk within an hour, after an hour, so then mistama, according to this kafachayim, the proper thing is that he thinks that's perhaps anisa de rabbanon. He thinks that maybe having milchiks within an hour is a real din de rabbanon. So then it's not proper. Also lachil b'yadayim, you shouldn't give it to the child. If there's something that the child needs, even if he's not screaming his head off, that's also considered haino revise. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma. Let's say sometimes you have a child is lactose intolerant and you can't give him a bottle of milk. So they have a special formula for such children and the formula happens to be not kosher. But the little child is very young. He doesn't understand mechalal anything about kashrus. So even though there's a din deraisa osa lachila biyadayim, and even though this formula, let's say, is really awesome in HaTorah, even if it's mamish treif, but the Gemara says whenever it's haino revise, whenever it's necessary for the normal good health of the child, even though there's no chol sheish b'sakana b'sakana, that's the normal thing that you give to a child. Let's say you have medication, the child needs some medication, and the medication happens to be treif, and he's a katan shelo higil lachinuch, he doesn't even understand to ask a question about kashrus. Whatever's a medication, so the Gemara says haino revise, it's muta. The Gemara talks about bathing babies on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that the rechitz is one of the chamisha inuyim, and you shouldn't be allowed to be rechitz a baby on Yom Kippur because asal achila biyadayim. So the Gemara says it's okay. The Gemara says it's okay because in the days of the Gemara, the practice was they would bathe the babies every single day. As man as not all the mothers bathe the babies every single day, so then you shouldn't bathe the baby on Yom Kippur either. But as man as Gemara, that was the practice. They used to bathe the baby every single day. So the Gemara says, "Haini revise." So there's no din of asal achila biyadayim, whatever is normal standard procedure. That's the way you do to keep the baby healthy. So here also, let's say, if even giving the milk within an hour, if it's something that's normal, if it becomes that's the normal thing, you have to do that. So even if you have an option of waiting an hour, you're not mechuyev to if that's haini revise. But if it's easy to avoid it, if you can either give the baby a bottle an hour later, so then you can't really say that it's haino revise. There isn't even any tzorech at all. So then, according to this kafachaim, that waiting an hour would be a real din derabbanan, not just a minig. So then you should really, according to the Rambam, masal achila b'adayim even applies to yisurim derabbanan. So you should duck away. That's a shaila. We're assuming, Chacham Avad Yosef is assuming that an isa mitam minig is lower than an isa derabbanan. Haseichel knows saying like that. The seichel dictates like that. Anisa de Rabbanan is more chomer than Anisa de Raisa is more chomer than Anisa de Rabbanan. Anisa de Rabbanan in turn is more chomer than Anisa mitam minik. In the beginning of the third chelik yeredei, it starts with Hilchas Shavuos and Hilchas Nedarim. So there's all simon there about the binding force of Minhagim. Based on a Gemara in Iran in the end of, I think it was the Apeyam and Beis, in the end of Nedarim, that the Gemara says, Dvarm ha-metorim acherim no-agabahem iser yata rosha lahatirim evneim shum shenemar lo yachol dvore. So the Pischei Tshuva in the beginning, so the Ran on that daf Peyam and Beis quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos that if communities have the minig not to have bus of the yain in the 9 days or in the 3 weeks, but whatever the minig happens to be, so the minig is binding. Mitam neder. It's considered as if the person had taken neder. Even though neder really you have to have levati b'sosayim, and no one took a neder b'peh over here, so we treat it like a nidrei mitzvah, nidrei mitzvah chal b'leiv, so it's binding. So the Chasam Sofer is quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva on that siman. I think it's Reish Yudal at the beginning of the third Chelek Yerideya. The Minhagim are binding mitam neder. So the Chasam Sofer lived at a time that the reform movement had just begun. So first they started picking on Minhagim. They decided they're going to do away with the minig here and the minig there. Whatever Minhagim they don't like, they're going to do away with. They decided to do away with Kol Nidre. That was one of the things. Maram Shik has a tshuva. They had one rabbinical conference where they did away, in the same kind, did away with Kol Nidre, and they allowed intermarriage. So he screams about the Kol Nidre, says, the intermarriage, that's not going to fly. No one's going to listen to them. That's ridiculous. But the Kol Nidre, that's Yehorek Vayam. You're not allowed to do away with Kol Nidre. Why do they want to do away with Kol Nidre? Because it's a Chil Hashem. The Goyim say that the Jews cheat in business, even though they shake hands and they promise on a business deal, but then they say Kol Nidre. They're matrol in the dorm, so they don't have to keep any promises that they made by Noda Machavero. This was the accusation that they made against the Jews. So the Reform wanted to save the respect of the Jewish people, so they decided they're going to do away with Kol Nidre. So the Maram Shik writes, he doesn't think that that's sufficient cause. We should encourage the Balabatim to become honest in business, but we shouldn't do away with Kol Nidre. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer lived at a time that the Reform were beginning to function, and the way they started off was that they were picking on Minhagim. So the Chasam Sofer says, that's terrible. A Minig, a Sofik derabbanan lekula, but a Sofik Minig is a Sofik deraisa. You have to go to Chumra. Why? Because Minig is mitam neder, nu neder is a din deraisa. The Sofik deraisa lechumra. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the beginning of the third Chelek Yerideh. There are many other tshuvas where the Chasam Sofer writes the normal way, that a minig is binding mitam neder, that itself is only midrabbanan. That's not min haTorah. That's a beferish gemara in the Dharma on daf tezvava min aleph, the same gemara that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch on daf peyam and beis in the Dharma. The same, the exact same braisa. Dvarim hametorah mechayim nogah behemisi, yatar asher lahaftir mefneim shum shenemar. And Iran says, Mikan, from this Gemara, the Balei HaTosfos established this klal, that all Mehogam are binding, Mitam Neder. So the Gemara in Daf Tezvav and Aleph and the Dorm says that whole price is only, meaning Mitam Neder itself is only Midirabbanan. So that's what we usually assume. A meaning Mitam Neder is not a Din Derais, it's only a Din Derabbanan. It's a lower level of Derabbanan. A Din Derabbanan is more chomer, and a meaning is less chomer. That's the whole premise of this Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that waiting 6 hours is only a meaning. So you have to have is a mechesh bi'alma. It's not a real isa de rabbana that you need a chodesh emes hakana to be matir. So this, there are many chasam sofers where he assumes the normal way, and they all contradict the other chasam sofers. Every 10 years, somebody writes a pilpulim on this to try to be miyashiv the steer in the chasam sofers. But the pashto certainly is that the minig is less chomer than a real din de rabbana. Yeah. What's this idea of waiting the 6 hours? What is it based on? So the Gemara mentions something about Basar Shebein Ashinayim. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, HaBasar Adena Bein Shinayim, so you see that the Basar in between the teeth, after 6 hours, is still considered Basar. What's the issue in the Gemara? Gemara has a Shaila. I had fleshiks, and the flesh got stuck in between my teeth. They didn't have any floss, dental floss. So the flesh is stuck in his teeth, and it's already 6 hours later, and he knows that he still has flesh in his teeth. Is he allowed to have milchiks while he still has the flesh in his teeth? He knows if he's going to have a milchik meal, he's going to chew the bread, and the bread is going to be like kinuach, and the bread is going to get the flesh out of the teeth, and he's going to be drinking milk simultaneously with eating of the flesh. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a problem. Abasar Adena Beit Shinayim was many hours later, and the flesh was still in between the teeth, so you see that it's still considered flesh. The Gemara never really says that that's the reason why you have to wait 6 hours between fleshiks and milchik. Was talking about a different shaila. One who knows he has basa ben shinem, is he allowed to have milchik sana? So the Rambam writes that that's the reason why you have to wait kemoshe shoes, because flesh gets stuck in between the teeth, and the flesh that's sitting in between the teeth will usually disappear if you wait kemoshe shoes. So that's why you have to wait 6 hours. So the Taz, in the beginning of Sinan Peites, quotes from the earlier Pasuk that it seems to be a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, what's the reason for waiting 6 hours? Our practice. The Rashi on Kufay Amad Aleph, and that Gemara says, the reason why you wait 6 hours is because the shamnunis, after you have meat, so you still can taste the flavor of the meat many hours later. You brush your teeth with Colgate, I mean, you're not going to taste it. You use mouthwash, you use dental floss, probably not going to taste any flavor of anything. But they didn't have any of these things. So the reason why they instituted the minig of waiting 6 hours is because the basa motzi shuman v'hu nidbak b'peh u'marich b'tamon. The flavor lingers on for longer. So the Taz says that since there are two different reasons why the minig was, it's almost a minig, not a din d'rabbanan. Why the minig is that you wait 6 hours, so we're machmer for the both reasons. What do you mean machmer? What do you mean nafkamina? So the Prima Gadim there gives you a few. The Taz gives one nafkamina, then the Prima Gadim gives you several additional nafkamina. So the Taz gives one famous nafkamina. In the days of the Taz, they didn't have baby food. They didn't have bichnut baby food all prepared. So the mother has to give flesh to her child, so the child doesn't have a teeth. The child doesn't know how to chew up the flesh. So the mother's going to chew the flesh in her mouth, and she's going to feed it to her child after she chews it up. But she's not going to swallow the flesh. Not going to. Let's say she's chewing up for the baby, and then she's not going to eat the flesh herself. So if you're concerned about basar shebein ashinayim, so you have a problem. But if you're concerned about the lingering tam of the basar that stays on for longer, so the pashta says that the tam is only going to linger if you really ate the flesh. But if you just chew it, you're not going to have the flavor lingering on. So we're machmer for that. That if a mother only chewed the flesh to feed it to her child, that you have to wait 6 hours after that as well. What can be another nafkamina in the other direction? I forgot about it. What if you have the Yeshod nafkamina? The Prima Gadim writes in the beginning of Peites on this Taz. Bocha gmina charif or metulas. You're eating very aged cheese. There are more as a chumer that if you're eating hot cheese that aged for a long time, so then you have to wait 6 hours until you have flesh. Why? So he says, Lirashi, he thinks the flavor of the cheese will last longer. But he says, according to the Rambam, that the reason I wait 6 hours is because of basar shebein ashinayim, so he doesn't think that cheese is going to cause a problem. The gvina ma shebein shinayim la mikri gvina. Only basar shebein ashinayim is called basar, but gvina shebein ashinayim is not called gvina. So he says, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. So we are machmer in both directions.
The person has no teeth. So he doesn't
have to worry about the Rashi. Another nafkamina. Okay, there will be another nafkamina. Right, so he says we go the chumra in both directions.
So if someone would floss and brush their teeth, right, with a flavored toothpaste, they shouldn't have to wait at all.
Good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. We got to work on that. So the Prima Gadim says that the practice used to be, like the Taz says, with machmer in both directions. So he's bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, that there are many disputes between Beshama and Beis Hillel. So whoever does like the kulas of Beshama and the kulas of Beis Hillel is a Rosha. Whoever does like the chumras of Beshama and the chumras of Beis Hillel is aksil b'choy shecholach. He's a moron. He's an idiot. You have to either follow Beshama or follow Beis Hillel. Make up your mind. If you're from the Talmidim of Beshama, follow Beshama. If you're a Talmidim of Beis Hillel, so follow Beis Hillel. The Gemara says that was before the Baskol came out. After the Baskol came out, that Allah says it's no longer optional. You can no longer follow the Beisham, unless you're really from the Beisham. Okay, but so the Prima Gadim is bothered with Akasha. How come we do this over here? We do this many times. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, every other page that's what he has. He machmet to satisfy all the different opinions. He do all the mitzvahs in such a way to satisfy all the different opinions who disagree with each other, contradict each other. He says, isn't that an issue of aksil b'choy shechayla? So he says, not really, because if you look in the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, it's around Dav Tes Vav or so. So the Gemara says there in Rosh Hashanah, if you're Mesupik, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was Mesupik. He knew the din is like Basila, but he wasn't sure which was Basila's opinion. When is Rosh Hashanah Leilon? It says a Tu Bishvat, there is a Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And a Chapshan Afkemin about how Frosh is Trumas and Maisers. He can't be Mafish, Mishan Al Chavato. So Rabbi Akiva was Mesupik. So he was mafresh both Maiser Sheni and Maiser Rani on the Paris that had a Paris Hill, and you go Basar Chanota. So if the Paris Hill and Chanota in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, so it'll be dependent on the Machlekes Bisham and Bisilu, whether it belongs to last year, belongs to next year. So Rabbi Kiva was machmer, and he did both Nog Boshnei Yisurim, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, isn't that a violation of Aksil B'Choy Shacharlich? Why did he do such a silly thing? The Gemara says, Gemari is topically. He wasn't sure which was Shitas Beis Hillel. He knew there was Machlekes Beis Hillel, Meishamai, but he didn't remember whether Beis Hillel said Tu B'Shvat or Beis Hillel said Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so he had no choice. So he had to be Machmer in both directions. Where's that? It's on an Amud Aleph somewhere. Not sure. It should be around Daftar as well. Here. Aksil b'choy shahalach, that's on Yud Dalit on the base. The halach is like halachik divi b'sil, v'arotzalas divi b'shamay oise. If you do mikula b'shamachum, mikula b'sil, al zarosha, mikhum b'shamachum b'sil, all of our kasavar m'kohel is chapter base, aksil b'choy shahalach. So the Gemara says, oh, here's the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. So it's on Yud Dalit on the base. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva was mafresh shnei yisurim, the Paris Eilon that had the Chanot in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, Mafresh Nei Yisurim, because Gemara is topically, he wasn't sure which was Shita's Basil. So that's what the Prima Gadim says over here. This is what we do all the time. This, and the Mishnah Berurah has this all the time. We're not sure how to pask in La Locha. We have no Hachra. So whenever you have no Hachra, so then you machma in both directions. So you see, you can't fault the person and claim that he's Aksil B'Choy Shehoylach. Well, here, let's say we have a Gemara that we understand the Gemara is saying they should wait 6 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks. We have Rashi and the Rambam argue. What's the reason? With Nafkaminas Lalacha. So we don't know how to decide. When it's a Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, we don't know how to decide. So we have to be Machma for Rashi and the Rambam. Whenever you have a Machlekes Rishonim or Machlekes Achronim, and we don't know how to be Machriya, a lot of times we are Machriya. And over here, we were not machriya, so you're not machriya, so you have to go to chumra in both directions. So that's what the Prima Gadim writes. That's not a violation.
The case in the Gemara, they didn't know how to be machriya. They knew it was Beis Hill. They knew it was Beis Hill, but when the Gemara talks about before they always follow Beis Hill, so you can choose like Beis Hill or Beis Hill. So isn't that the same as the Rashi and the Rambam? I mean, choosing between Beis Hill and Beis Hill, I think the chumras of both, isn't that the same as choosing
between the Rashi and the Rambam? I don't think so. We always choose Beis Hillel. Before the Bas Kol came out, you had a right to choose Beis Shammai. If you want to subscribe, you can look up to Beis Shammai. That's my Rebbe. Muvik, I want to follow everything that he says. After the Bas Kol came out, Lacha Bas Kol, so we only follow Beis Hillel. But over here, the Basco didn't come out yet to tell us whether we should follow Rashi or the Rambam. So we talk, I don't know. Who is Pshat in the Gemara is correct? What is the whole minig based on that you wait 6 hours? Is it because of the Shuman HaNidbak Pepeh? Or is it because of the Basa Shebein HaShinai? Because we can't be Machriya. There's some of the other Machlekes in Rashi and the Rambam. So a lot of issues. The Sfardim follow the Rambam, the Ashkenazim follow Rashi. Shai? The Democrats vote for the Democrats, and the Republicans vote for Republicans. So Rashi was an Ashkenazi, the Ashkenazim followed Rashi, and the Sephardim followed the Rambam. He was a Sephardi. And on other issues, somehow it didn't turn out to be Ashkenazim going to follow Rashi, and the Sephardim going to follow Rambam. So we did, this is one of the cases we treat it as if we have no Hachro.
Didn't the Kaneach take care of Shimon and Nibba Pepeh? The Kaneach takes the bread the same way that it does for...
Apparently not. The flavor is still lingering on in his mouth. I don't know if you're gonna gargle with mouthwash, maybe.
What's in his mouth, or if he gets indigestion or something? That's the flavor. Which one is?
Flavor is coming up from his stomach still, probably in his mouth and coming from the stomach. So I don't know.
Mouthwash wouldn't take care of indigestion.
Doesn't Rashi say that for Shuman's Pepeh?
Rashi writes the Shuman on Nidbak Pepeh. Yeah.
Something Kaneach should be able to.
I don't know. Good question. That's a good question.
Rabbi Akiva, he would only do those.
The Gemara has a klal that Dovish Mimin Yitzchok Min Yirach Latir. When you have a din the Rabbanon, so the din the Rabbanon applies even in a generation where the reason we know clearly what the reason for the din the Rabbanon is. So even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, so the din the Rabbanon still applies. That's a loyplug Rabbanon, and even loyplug in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply. So the later poskim Rab Chaim Oz and other poskim write that's only on a real din the Rabbanon, but on a minig there is no such halacha. The dovish miminyan tzach min yinach latira is not so. Whenever you have a minig, I think it may be the very last tshuva in Shuvas Rab Chaim Oz. Whenever you have a minig and the reason for the minig it comes a generation, the reason for the minig doesn't apply, so the whole minig falls apart automatically. You don't have to continue observing the minig. So we talk, you have to ascertain. There are many minhagim. Many minhagim have fallen by the wayside on their own, and other minhagim are waiting to be thrown by the wayside. Okay, so we have to have the next rabbinical conference that we'll schedule. We should discuss. Maybe we don't have to wait 6 hours anymore. Okay.
Also, Rabbi Akiva, he would only be nafish both for those 2 weeks
Yeah.
Only for those two. It's not anything before or after.
That's the only time it's a suffix. Yeah. If the perisil and go basa chanata, so if the chanata occurred during that period of 2 weeks of time, so he was mesupik, which was shita's basil. Right.
Is there any time to floss after 6 hours? Is there any time to floss your teeth after the 6 hours?
Yeah, the Gemara says, ha-basar if you still have basar ben ha-shinayim, even after 6 hours, you're not allowed to have milchiks while you have that basar. It still retains the status of basar, even though it's sitting in your teeth for so long. Yes?
If it's been more than 24 hours, someone didn't floss, their teeth in there, or meat in their teeth 24 hours later.
Pardon me?
Someone sells meat at 24 hours after they eat the meat. Someone's meat between their teeth.
Yeah. How many hours? For how many hours does this still retain the status? I don't know. Gotta look what they say in Yeridaya. I don't remember. Yeah, because of this concern of a basa dena bein shinayim, a basa shebein shinayim, the way the Rambam says, the basa sticks more bein shinayim. So there's a chumra that a woman has to go to mikveh. So the Gemara says that even though the woman who goes to mikveh doesn't have to open her mouth, because inside of the mouth is a basa astam, you don't need bias mayim. But a chatzitza inside the mouth does passel. You need roi lebiasmai. Some Rishonim say it's only mid rabbanan. The Ritvo writes on Kiddushin, first part, it's only mid rabbanan. And others are not so convinced that it's the rabbanan. Others hold that it's a din deraisa. So the minig developed that a woman who has to go to mikveh that night does need meat before she goes to the mikveh. Unless it's Suras mitzvah, unless it's Shabbos or Yontif or Achasana or something. So then we're mekel. But if it's not a mokka mitzvah, then the minig is lahachmer that the Ramah quotes the minig in Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Chatzitza, because the basa may get stuck bein ha-shinayim and she may have a chatzitza. So that's the question. What about Bizman Hazed, that in all the mikvahs all over the world, they insist that the women should use dental floss, whatever they had for supper, whatever they had for lunch, they tell them to use dental floss. So maybe in our generation, the whole reason for the minig doesn't apply. So the whole minig doesn't apply. So we got to discuss it at the next rabbinical conference. You have a lot of minhagim that have to be updated. Maybe we don't have to observe. You're not mechuyev to keep all the minhagim liyalam void. Oh, you look in Shulchan Aruch, the lot of minhagim that no longer are observed. They just fell away. Like Rabbi Chaim Moses says, there is no halacha. The davar shebeminyan doesn't apply to a minyan. Okay, so we know basically there's a pasuk in Chumash that there's an isa basa b'chalov. We discuss what's fleshik, we discuss what's milchik. What's melchik min atar, what's melchik min derabbanan, what's fleshik min derabbanan? Fine, sometimes the eggs from the hen, sometimes the fleshik min atar, sometimes the fleshik min derabbanan, okay. And there's three prohibitions, an isa bishul, an isa achila, and an isa hanur. The Gemara says, how much bishul do you need? On kuf chesam and beis. The Gemara says, how much bishul do you need? Here's the braisa. Right in the middle of the of Kuf Chesam and Beis. Chen Tani Levi b'masnito. It says on the side in the Gemara, in the text of the Gemara it says b'masnisen, and on the side it says the correction should say b'masnito. Chen Tani Levi. Levi has a braisa that reads, and it says it's a Tzefta and Makas Perigimel. On the right margin it says Kishem Shelok al Achilosai Kachloik al Bishuloi. If you cook basa b'chalav, you get malchus, and if you eat basa b'chalav, you get malchus. Beis bishul amru, how much you have to cook it? Bibishul, you have to cook it so much. Sha'acherim, ochlim, oso, machmas bishulo. What does that mean? The word acherim usually means nochrim. That's how Rashi writes. Shalachoy ateroy, aval ateroy, shalachem mishol gavoya. The Gemara says in Sochem. Lo yiva lecho chamis, lo yiva lecho sor. The word lecho has the connotation of shelcho yateroya, aval ateroya shal acherim. So Rashi writes acherim is nochrim. Chamin shal nochri, there's no ba'yur ba'y matzah. What about chamin shal yisrael acher? That Rashi sounds like he holds a chamin shal yisrael acher, there is ba'yur ba'y matzah. He is lo kibbal olav acherayis. Chemtzah shal nochri, the Gemara says I only violate ba'yur ba'y matzah if the chamin belongs to the nochri, if I'm a kabbal olav acherayis. Chemtzah shal yisrael acher. So Rashi seems to say in a few places that's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon and many Achrayim assume Rashi holds Chemtza Shal Yisrael Acher, I'm in violation of Bal Yirah Baimatzi even if Lod Kibbal Olav Acharayis, because that's how Rashi understood the Gemara's Lashon. Leirah Lecho Chameid Shalcho Yatera Velatera Shalachem. Shalachem means nothing. So here also Beize Bishol Omru, What is it saying? Tosef and Makis. How much of a bishul do you need? Bishul shacherim ochle mosa. It's basa b'cholov. So a Jew is not going to eat it. So if you cook the meat with the milk sufficiently that a nochri would be happy to eat it, so then you like it. So Rashi writes, Kaloimashin is bashal called sarkoi. The Rashi dibra masal acherim. Rashi writes, Shin is bashal called sarkoi. So this is a question. This bashal called sarkoi, why shouldn't it be kamachal bender with soy? The Prichadosh writes, here the Primogodim has a running commentary on the Shach and on the Taz, and every section, Hilchos Shechitin, Hilchos Basa B'cholov, Hilchos Taruvos, they printed each section separately, and then he has a psicha to each section. The psicha is very valuable. So in the psicha to Hilchos Basa B'cholov, he talks about this Rashi. The Prichadosh writes, Shlish Bishuloi. The Gemara talks about Michael Ben Yerushalayim. If you have raw meat on Shabbos and you cook the meat, so then it's a Nisa Deraisa, it's a Malachi Gemara Deraisa. When is that? Only if he cooked it. Can Michael Ben Yerushalayim, there was a gangster by the name of Ben Yerushalayim, he was always running away from the police. He was afraid he was going to get arrested for his Genevis. So when he used to broil his meat, he was always running. He always had a hide. So he used to broil the meat only Kamachal Ben Derisoy, that was his name. He used to broil it Shlish Bishulah Chatzi Bishulah. That's a Machlag Zerishainim. What is the Shear? In Hilchas Malicha, they quote this. The din is when you broil meat, you don't have to salt all the meat before and then wash it off, all off. If you broil it, so the broil will also succeed in removing all of the dam. How long do you have to broil the meat to get all the dam out? So it says you have to broil it till it reaches the point of Machlag Ben Derisoy. Let's say they broiled. In the butcher shop, a lot of times they broil the livers, and then they send your mother the livers from the store. A lot of times the livers are burnt on the outside, and they're absolutely raw in the inside. So that's shvach ha'mais. What do you mean? It's raw liver? It's full of blood inside. So to eat it the way it is, that's not a problem. The din is that dami varm shalom pirish is mutter. If you have raw meat, Tosis has every 30 plat and chul, and Tosis reviews the same din. That dam is only also if it's dam ivarm shepirish. If you squeeze out the blood from the piece of meat, from the capillaries, and you drink it. But if you have a raw piece of meat and you chew it in your mouth, it's dam ivarm shelo pirish, that's considered moil habasa. That's the juice in the meat that's mutter. The only time the dam begins to become osir is going to be dam ivarm shepirish. So the Sfide Yesh has a tshuva where he writes the same story regarding dam of the liver. One can argue the point and say, no, that's only dam of other organs in the animal, where the blood is in the capillaries, but the liver is kula dam, so maybe the liver is usur, even though the dam evarm is low period. So the Sfide Yesh shows from the everyday it's not so. Even liver also you can eat while it's raw. Yeah, but you can eat the liver while it's raw if you're not going to cook it. But once you're going to take a raw liver and you're going to cook it in a pot, with a liquid, so the dam is going to go out, then the dam is going to come back in, so then it's going to become dam of the kovet shepirish. That's going to be also. It'll only be dam shebishul, it'll only be the rabbanon, okay, but it'll still be an isa the rabbanon. So the din is you have to, so the salting, we assume, we'll have to learn the Gemara, salting doesn't help on liver, the same as salting helps on flesh. So we assume, the rabbanon says not so. If you salt the liver, there's no problem, but we assume not. So the kovet is cooler, dam. And just going to salt it like you salt regular flesh, salt it for half an hour and then rinse it off, that's not going to remove all the dam. So the only way to get all the dam out of the liver is by broiling the liver. How long do you have to broil the liver? You have to broil the liver till it's kemaychol ben derusoy. So a lot of times the butcher will broil it on such a high flame, the outside of the liver will be absolutely charred, it'll be burnt, and the inside is going to be raw. So the inside is going to be a problem. If your mother's going to reheat the liver, if you eat it cold the way it is, eat it the way it is fine. Whatever dam still is, dam of Ramshala Pirish, it's no problem. But if you're going to heat it, you're going to reheat it after the butcher sends it to you, you're going to reheat it. So then there's a concern. Inside is full of dam. Dam is going to come out and going to go back in. You have to have Kamachal Ben Derisoy Samish is that. So the Mechaber quotes two opinions in Hilchas Malicha. Whether the same is true regarding other steaks also. It's not necessary to salt all the steaks before you broil them. If you want to broil steaks that were never salted before, you just do malicha muetas on top of the steak, and we assume that the broiling will succeed in removing all of the dam. In fact, we assume that broiling will succeed better than salting. And the Shulchan Aruch, they have a chumra for Nigoinim, that if they slaughtered an animal more than 72 hours ago, So we are choishish that maybe the salting will not succeed in removing all of the blood. In Yiddish, they used to call that oiberfleisch. If the flesh was sitting around too long, the meat was sitting around more than 72 hours, so the dam gets stuck in the meat, and you can't succeed in removing all of the dam, ayidei melecha. But if you broil it, so then that'll be okay. If you broil the meat, then you can eat it. You can't rely on the salting of the meat. So these two opinions are quoted there. The machlokes is Rashi and the Rambam, whether Michael ben Nisoy is shlish bishulo or chatzi bishulo. So the Pri Chodesh writes over here, how long do you have to cook the basa b'chalav? That it should be an isa bishul on basa b'chalav. Michael ben Nisoy. So the Pri Megadim says he doesn't understand why Rashi writes in his bashal kol tzarkoi. How does Rashi know? Why didn't Rashi say the same as the Pri Chodesh? It should have been Kamaichel ben Derusoy. So that's, we're not sure exactly. The pashtu should have been like the Pichadish, not like Rashi. Acherem Achel Moshe should be Kamaichel ben Derusoy. Bishol Nakol HaTarakulis, Kamaichel ben Derusoy. Let's say Bishol Akam. If an Achri, we were discussing the other day, if an Achri cooks food, and he cooked the Kamaichel ben Derusoy, he said Bishol Akam Etzosa. If a Jew will continue to cook it after the Achri cooked the Kamaichel ben Derusoy, so that's a machlokes, the early Achreinim, whether it's Chozel HaTero, and we're makel on that. Machabe quotes the two opinions, and the Rambam says the minig is lahakel, that the isik can be undone, and we discussed it because it's not an isa macholas al suris, even with the Rabbana. It's just an isa his karbis. Yeah, but over here he says he doesn't understand why Rashi writes in his bashul called sarka. So, what if you have the following situation? I have a pot of milk. I cooked up milk. Someone wants to drink warm milk. I cooked the whole pot of milk, and I took the pot off of the flame. But it's burning hot, the milk is burning hot. Then I take a piece of meat and I put it into the milk. I take a raw piece of meat, I salted meat, has no dam, and I put this raw piece of meat into the milk. Would that be an Isser on Shabbos? If it wouldn't be milk, let's say I have a pot of burning hot soup and I take it off of the fire and I take a raw piece of meat and I put it in the soup. Would that be an Isser Bishul on Shabbos? Shlita Gemara says, that's not meat. Meat is going to cook. The Gemara has a din. There's no bishul b'klisheni. We had it in Basa B'chala, we had it in Masecha Shabbos. By Korban Pesach, Basha Mubushal B'mayim, klisheni is not called bishul. So the Gemara says, but if it's kali ha-bishul, if it's kulyas ha-ispinin, if it's something that's very easily cooked, so there's even bishul b'klisheni. Then the Gemara says, just like sometimes there is bishul b'klisheni, with kala bishul, there are things where there's no bishul even bikli rishon, unless you put it agabi ha'ish mamish. The Gemara says what? Sricha bisra bishula. The Gemara says flesh. You have raw flesh. That's not going to cook if you have a pot of burning hot cholent, the burning hot soup, burning hot, and it's not on the fire. If it's on the fire and you put in a piece of raw meat, so the fire is going to cook the meat. It may take a few hours, but the fire will cook the meat. If it's a low fire, it'll take a few hours. If it's a higher fire, it'll take less time. But if you took the pot off of the fire, if you put in a raw egg, the egg will get cooked. It'll become hard boiled. Okay. But if you put in a piece of raw meat, that's just not going to cook. So that's the shiloh over here. Let's say I have a pot of burning hot milk. I cooked the milk on the fire. I took it off the fire. Then I take a piece of raw meat and I put it in the pot of milk. What do you say? That there's no bishul on flesh. Takes hours and hours. Agave. Takes a long time. It has to be agabi huayish. What do you say here? There's no isa bishul. So it's not basa b'chalav deraisa. Nobody says that here today. So that's what the Pri Megadim is working on there in the psicha. In the psicha, Tehilchas basa b'chalav, he says, what if a piece of raw meat fell into a kli rishon shelo agabi ha'ish? There's clearly going to be a blia. The flesh is going to be nivla into the milk, and the milk is going to be nivla into the flesh. There's going to be a tam baser in the kli rishon.
The kasha is only with a few tases, he's not asking on the Ramban. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, that it's all totally on plates, tams, because I'm bleas, so I don't need bishul here.
What do you mean? Here there's bishul? There's no
might
bishul.
Might just be less than kavish.
Kavish is only the Rabbanon. But I want to know, is this, yeah, no, it's not less than kavish. No, for sure there's going to be a bleah. There's a klavishan. For sure there's going to be a bleah. But the question is, we want to know, is it basa b'chalav deraisa? Because only ben atar, it's only derech bishul as a ter. So would this be considered basa b'chalav deraisa asa b'hanoah? What do you say? No, it's the worst it could be is only midirabban, because he didn't really do a bishul. What did the Gemara say? Called shachera mochel moisa. It's only called bishul if you make it roy lachila. You know, we'll make it roy lachila over here. The raw meat is going to remain raw. You can leave the meat there for an hour in the cholim pot. It's not going to get cooked. You have to have mamash afaya. So the Gemara means that you're not loika on the bishul. There's an avera bishul. The three surim. The Ram counted two mitzvahs and the minyan mitzvah. He counted the isa bishul. He counted the isa achila. We explain why he didn't count the isa anah, because of the nekud in the floor. It's an extension of the isa achila. So when the Gemara says the isa bishul omer bishul shacher mochem osa, this tosef te makas. That means in order to get malchus for the bishul, you have to cook it kemichel ben nirsoy. Cook it. There's bashul called sarka, the way Rashi says. But in order to ask the bachila b'hanoah, you don't need that. But would you say it's an isa deraisa? Chapsan afkemin, is it asa b'hanoah, is it muta b'hanoah? So the Prima Gadim assumes that it's asa b'hanoah. He holds that it's a basa b'chol of deraisa. Why? But it's not, you didn't do a bishul. You did a bliya. A bliya there's going to be, but there is no bishul. How is he so convinced? He says, from the pashtas of Yeriday, you get the impression that it's going to be basa b'chol of deraisa. So the Prima Gadim assumes that it is going to be basa b'chol of deraisa. So that's how Simon Tzadik Aleph in Yerideya starts discussing. There are different ways to make basa b'chalav. So you can make basa b'chalav ayde kovush and ayde maliach. But that's going to be only the Rabbanan. We had the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that the basa b'chalav has a chiddush lahakel, yitor lekula yama b'chalva shari. And kol atar kula kovush kemevushal is a din of tam kika deraisa. My basa b'chalav, it's only going to be the Rabbanan. So kavish kemevushal is only the rabbanon by basa b'chol, because they're bishul asa Torah. And maliach kereseach, the Gemara has also only going to be basa b'chol of the rabbanon. And what if it's bishul dikli rishon, but there was no, the basa was lain as bashul? It's not even kamachal ben derusoi. So the Prima Gadim assumes that that'll be basa b'chol of the rice. The Gemara says, beisha bishul ba'omru bishul shacher mochlam osam. He says, no, that's only commenting on the first line in the Tosefta. How did the Tosefta begin? Kishem shaluk al achilosai, kach luk al bishuloi. This is famous, that everybody knows one who eats basa b'chalav gets malchus, and the Chumash is fakir. The Chumash, it only says that bad lois of Ashel. So we had to learn a whole sugi. How do you know that there's an Isra achila? How do you know there's an Isra no? But b'zman hazeh, more famous is that there's an Isra achila. So that's where the Tosefta starts off. Kishem, just like you all know that there's malchus if somebody eats basa b'chalav, that's more mafursim today, and it's a very less, hardly mafursim that no one knows, but it says in Chumash that there's an isa bishul. So the Tosefta writes it for a layman. Just like you all know that there's an isa deraisa on eating basa b'chalav, and you get malchus, so do you get malchus for cooking basa b'chalav. And when do you get malchus? On the base of bishul amru, bishul shacher machal masi, you need either kamachal ben derisoi, or you need this bashul called tzarka, according to Rashi, to get malchus for the bishul. But to get malchus for the achila, perhaps you don't need mizbashul called tzarkai. That's only for malchus for the bishul.
But why isn't the achila totally on the Ramban in Tesis? What cliche means, the machlekes is 2 days of Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you need a maisa bishul to create the Yisra achila.
Klisheni by Trefus. By Trefus, not by Basa B'chalav. Yeah, by Basa B'chalav, they all agree that it's only also Derech Bishul Asa Torah. The Gemara said Beferish, that Klisheni by Basa B'chalav is not going to be an Isa Deraisa. Won't be an Isa Deraisa. So that's the Shaila. The Prima Gadim thinks, Prima Gadim thinks, see, how do you answer this Kasha? Are we distinguishing between Bishul and Achila? That in order to get malchus for bishul, you have to cook machal ben derisoi or kol tzarkai. But in order to get malchus for achila, you don't need kol tzarkai. That's how the Ragat Shavah writes on this Rashi. He says the Rashi is going on the first line. First line in the Tosefta goes that yeloika on bishulo. So there is a bishul omer that you get malchus on the bishul. If it's bishul, that's machal ben derisoi, or it's in this bashul kol tzarkai. But to get malchus on achila, for that you don't need machal ben derisoi.
So
you wouldn't need Michael ben derisoi. Just need if it's a klirishon, so there's a bliya, so it'll be like you'll be like him. So, does that make sense? To distinguish between the Issa Bishul and the Issa Achila? Didn't we say the Issa Bishul means an Issa Chalais? I created a Chepza Basa B'Cholav. So if you say, if it's a Chepza Basa B'Cholav, so why shouldn't you get Malkus for the Bishul? That's how Ragat Shava says it. The Prima Godim writes it a little differently than Psicha Kalelis, the Psicha to Hilchus Basa B'Cholav. He wants to say differently. He wants to say, in order to get, you don't get Malkus on a Chatzi Shir. So if you cooked it in a klivishon, sholel gabi hoesh, and the flesh is not going to get in his bashel, so then it's not the sheer shalem of bishul, so then you won't be loiken, not for the bishul and not for the achila. And this sheer of achira machum osa, that's in order to violate the full isa. He doesn't, Pimagonim doesn't want to distinguish between bishul and achila. He says they're both in the same boat together, but he says, if you cook, ikamaychal ben nirisoy, then you get malchus. That's how the first line in the Tosefta goes. Loike and loike, loike achila, loike am bishul, beiz a bishul omru. Then you get malchus if it's acher machal mosam. But if it's not acher machal mosam, it'll be achat shishir osam and atur. It'll be an issa, but you won't get malchus.
What would be the problem if you said that Shemashu's
whole
turkey is going on only on
bishulim?
What would be the problem?
That's how the Ragat Shavu wants to say. The Ragat Shavu himself writes that it wouldn't appear so. That you split between bishul and achila, l'chora, we understood from the Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel, where we started, Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, Kuf Yud Dalam Beis, from Rabashi, that the Issa Bishul is an Issa Chalois. You're not allowed to create a Cheftza Basel B'chol. So if you say, it is a Cheftza Basel B'chol, that you look on achila, if the flesh was sitting in a klirishon, and it made a real blia, because klirishon, it makes a blia, so if you look on achila, so why shouldn't you be look on the Bishul? So the Ragat Shavu himself writes it's a little shaky. That's a shaila. How do you deal with this? You could have said simply that it's only Basa B'cholav the Rabbanon. So that they're not prepared to say. That I'm sure there must be, I didn't look, I'm sure there must be Achrayim to say like that. That if you have, let's say I take burning hot milk and I pour it on a piece of raw meat and it gets a bleer. Or I take a pot of burning hot milk and I put a raw piece of meat, I have a pot of milk on the fire and I put a piece of meat there for 10 minutes and it didn't begin to make a dent in the bishul. The piece of meat is still absolutely raw. No one's going to eat it the way it is now, but sitting there for 10 minutes and the milk is bubbling hot, so of course it's going to be a blia. The flesh is going to be nibbling to the milk, milk is going to be nibbling to the flesh. So that's the shaila. Is that basa b'chol of the rice? It's also b'hano. I can't even give it to the cleaning lady, I can't even give it to the next door neighbor, it's also b'hano. But he's saying, no, it's only Basa B'cholav the Rabbanon. In order to be Basa B'cholav the Rice, you need Bishul. Bishul means Acher Machlam also. So they're both assuming, the Prima Godim with the Ragat Shavu, they're both assuming that what it says in Yeridei about pouring milk on the flesh and dropping the flesh into the milk, and the flesh is still raw, they're all assuming that this is Basa B'cholav the Rice, and it's also B'hanor. And then they have the problem, how do you deal with this Tosefta and Makis? Each one gives a Pshashtik on Mahalach, and both of Mahalachim are problematic. Okay, so that's an issue. How do we deal with this Gemara? Okay, in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Aleph, they refer you to the Mishnah that we just had here. The Mishnah we saw yesterday, Tzor Adam Basar Gvino, Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. Tzor Adam Basar Gvino, Bimit Pachas Achas. You can wrap up the cold salami and the cold cheese in the same cloth, provided that they're not touching. Why not? Because the Gemara is chinogim zebezeh my habit tzayinim. But tzayinim Gemara says, need the klipala boy is not going to be a blia one into the other that you have to ask that the first could they klip and throw it out. But hadachmila boy, you have to rinse off the outside of the cheese to remove all of the end of the flesh. You have to rinse off the salami to remove all of the end of the cheese. And we don't allow lachatchila to put it in a fashion that is touching. Because later on you have to make hadoch, and you may forget to do the hadoch. So you're not allowed to do such a system l'chatchila to rely on the fact that you're going to do hadoch later. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off with this din. Okay. Then it has the din that we said from the Ramon, Hilchos Shavuos, that if a person was eating fleishik, the mizman until 150 years ago, everybody ate with their fingers. There was no such thing as eating with forks and knives. fingers are all fleshig, our fingers are all cheesy, milchig, and then he's going to touch the bread that he eats. So you're not allowed to eat the fleshig bread with a milchig meal. You're not allowed to eat the milchig bread with a fleshig meal. So the Shulchan Aruch says you got to be careful about that. Then the Shulchan Aruch proceeds to talk about whether you say Eloi Govar or Tatoi Govar. Instead of talking about, rather than talk about a case where you actually cook Basa B'chalov on the fire, they're talking about a case, I have a pot of burning hot milk, I just cooked it on the fire, I heated it on the fire, and now the pot is on the counter, the fire is no longer on, and I take a piece of cold meat falls into the hot milk on the bottom. Or the reverse, I have a cold bowl of milk on the bottom, and I have a burning hot piece of meat, and the burning hot piece of meat falls into the cold milk. So if it's cham letocham, if the milk on the bottom is hot and the flesh on top is hot, so cham letocham, we assume that there is a bliya. But if it's one is hot and one is cold, it's cham letzachzayin and tzayin letocham. So Gemara there in Psachim has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Which way do you say that it's going to cause a bliya? The Mainach Kamina, what's the issue? So Rashi writes on the Gemara, the bottom line on Ayin Hema base, there's one line in Rashi. Rashi writes, it's relevant for Basa Becholov. If one is flesh and one is a bowl of milk, and one is hot, one is cold. Either this is hot, or the other one is hot, the other one is cold. So will it become Basa Becholov? Maybe it won't be Deraisa, but will it be Basa Becholov? Oh, Echo Shalisa, Echo Shalheta. One is kosher, one is treif. Which way do you assume there's going to be a bleed? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara. Under normal circumstances, how would we normally paskin? Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara has a klalim chorus, Hilchus HaKarabi Yisurei. Rashi writes, on the top of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, four lines from the top, in Psochem, V'af Agav, the Hilchus HaKarabi Yisurei Kishmol B'dine, and it says on the side, that's in chorus, Daf Mem Tes on the base. Gemara is talking about Pidyon HaBen, as he made Pidyon HaBen before the 30 days, and he used up the money, so Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, we usually paskin, it's not 100%, we usually paskin. In the later generations, they took a vote on all the machlekes and Rabbi Shmuel. So it turned out that the overwhelming majority of the cases, the din is like Rabbi Nisavet, the din is like Shmuel and Dinim Amen, with exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara will always tell you what the exceptions are. It was based on a consensus vote. The same thing got by the Rabbi, Alpi Pasha. You have, whenever there's machlekes of by the Rabbi, you always paskin like Rabbi, except for six cases, we paskin like Abai. So what it probably means is, Alpi Pashtus. Not I said, we're always going to decide the din is like with our eyes closed, we're always going to vote like Rabbi. No. They took a vote and every machlekes abai v'rava, and it turned out like that. In the overwhelming majority of the cases, 94 out of 100 cases we paskin like Rava, and 6 cases the majority paskin like abai. So they listed off the 6 cases, but then it's like abai, the alkagam, and the others, everything else, the din is like Rava.
It's not like that,
but Bishami and Bisil. Bishami and Bisil, the baskol came out, yeah. And Bisil ala the raif. The Bisil were the raif, Sacher Rav Lahatas. You'd always follow the majority, that's right. So here the Rashi says, usually the din is Hilchus Rabbi Yisrael Yishmol B'dinei. Hocho, Rashi says, the din is like Shmol. D'atanya Tarti Masnis and Kavase D'lekamon. Mo's going to have two Toseftas that both support Shmol. So that's going to be on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. On the second line, they quote a Tosefta and Chulin. Then they're going to quote another Braisa. So that's why we pass on like Shmol, the Tatoi Govar. So here the crazy place is a Sefer written on Yerideh by Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. He's also the author of the Urim V'Tumim, which has a connection with the crazy places. So the crazy place, Urim V'Tumim is on Choshen Mishpat, and crazy places on Yerideh. So on the side of the big Yerideh, later on they quote this, they have printed this kasha from the crazy places. How can you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether Eloi Govar or Tatoi Govar? Why don't you experiment? Have somebody taste it. Try with kosher and kosher, and see whether they're going to have a bliya. It's not going to have a bliya. Or give it to a non-Jewish kfeila arma, give it to a non-Jew to taste it. He's going to tell us, but they haven't seen this time. How can you have a machlekes on something that depends on mitzias? That's how the Ramban has the famous klal. It doesn't make sense to have a machlekes on mitzias. The Ramban writes in the Malchamas, the end of Masechah Shabbos, Taisus learns that there's a machlekes hatanoim, whether sweeping the floor, they didn't have tile floors, they had a dirt floor. So Taisus learns that there's a machlekes hatanaim, whether sweeping the floor on Shabbos is a psikreshe of mashve gumais, or it's only a dabshein miskaven. If it's a psikreshe, it's also a dabshein miskaven, it's going to be mutta. So the Ramban says, how can you have a machlekes hatanaim, whether something is psikreshe or not? test it out a few times and test it 100 times, experiment and find out. That's the Ramban, and quotes that from the Yerushalmi by the Chameshes Mini Dogen. It's Machlekes Abdich Menur in the Rabbanon. But the Oris is Bodeh Dechimut or not. So the Yerushalmi says, how can you have a Machlekes? Why don't they experiment and find out? So the Yerushalmi says they did experiment, and it was and it has rice has a certain low degree, low percentage of gluten, doesn't have the same high percentage that wheat has. Oats has less than wheat. And rice has less than that. So because it has a lower percentage of gluten, so the chimutz is not going to be 100% chimutz. So they did experiment, and they were looking at it, and they said, that was the machloikah. So Rabbi Yechmanuri said, that's it. That's chimutz. And Rabbanan said, that's sirchon. That's not chimutz. So they were arguing, where do you draw the line? How much gluten do you have that it should be considered bodeh dechimutz? That's what the Ramban asks on the Gemara in Chulin, the first daf, in Elu Treifas. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanan with a treifa chaya, treifa and a chaya. Why did the Torah prohibit all these treifas? There's 70 different treifas. So do we have to assume all of the animals that are treifa are rasa b'achila because we assume they're going to die within 12 months? Well, no, not necessarily going to die within 12 months. It can live on for many years. But the Torah says you're not allowed to eat an animal with this kind of a disease. So the machlokes in the Gemara. The Ramban says to me, how can the Tanoim have a machlokes? Why did they experiment? They should have taken 100 animals to Abitrafis and locked them up and fed them and see if they survive for a year. And he quotes this Yerushalmi and Chalad that it doesn't make sense to have a machlekes and metzias. The Tanoim believed in experimentation. They would experiment. So the Ramban is suggesting, he's reconstructing what must have happened. So he says, Mistama, they made an experiment. Mistama, they took 100 animals and they locked them up. And Mistama, they all died. So half of the Tanoim said, no, there you have it. You see, Beferish, that they were all going to die within a year. And the other Tanaim said it wasn't a controlled experiment. If you would have taken 5,000 animals, maybe some of them would have been alive. You only took 100 animals. So that's why if some of them would have survived more than a year, that would have been a proof. The treif is chayim. But the Ramban suggests probably they took a whole bunch of animals and they all died. And the other said that that's not a controlled experiment, doesn't prove anything. But that's the Ramban's usage. So that's the place he has the kash over here. How can it be a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether tatoi govi loy govar? Why don't you experiment and find out which way the blia goes? That tell it. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, the shvera shitas hatoses that we paskin like. We paskin that klisheni ain't a mevashel. Klisheni doesn't make treif. So the Ramban says, how can it be? What? Klisheni ain't a mevashel is a din hilchas bishul. Because Tosis says in Kira, because tfanas mekaros, if you put the food into klisheni, so the walls are cold, so the walls are going to cool off the food. So it's not derech bishul dekach. No one's going to want to cook anything in a klisheni unless it's kalei abishul. Tfanas mekaros. Tfanas mekaros says asvara that it's not called derech bishul. Salt pidin. Not only hilchas Shabbos, it's kalahayad and kol atarkul. It's not called bishul. It's not called bishul for basa b'chol levina. But what is that? The Ramban time is what has it got to do with blias? If you can have a blia b'tzaynin, you can have a blia de kavish, a blia de malicha. Why can't you have a blia de klisheni? The Ramban disagrees with Tosis. So where did Tosis get this assumption from? Where'd they get such a wild idea? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe that's the terrace to the crazy places, Kasha. Lioilam, the belief is going to go both directions. Whether Eloi or Tatoi, is one going to be Cham, one is going to be Tzainan, the both directions is going to be a belief. And maybe, so that's why it's not going to help to experiment and give it to someone to taste, and both directions are going to taste the Tam. There's going to be nice and Tam in both ways. But the Gemara is assuming the premise of the taste is that if you have a true, if you have a blia b'tzaynin, it asas min atorah. Kavish kemevushal asas in kol atarukulam min atorah. Only basa b'chol. But the Gemara says is the chiddush. It doesn't asas kavish kemevushal. But if it's a blia aschamen, so then the premise of Rabbi Shmuel is that a blia aschamen only asas by shari surim if it's derech bishul. So that's the machloikis. Which way is derech bishul? If one is hot and one is cold, so which way is the derech bishul? Does it depend on the eloi govar or the tatoi govar? Does it depend that the one that's the top one should be the hot one, or the bottom one should be the hot one? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion we paskin, even though usually paskin like a Rav, Hilchus and Rav Bisuri, Gishmol Bedin, this is an exception to the rule, Rashi says, because we have two brises that support Shmuel, so we paskin like Shmuel here. So why do we paskin Tatoi Govar? Soloveitchik suggests that maybe because that's the way we usually cook things. You have a fire on the bottom and the food on top. So the heat, the source of the heat is always from the bottom. So maybe that's what Shmuel is driving at. That this is not called derech bishul. So this sugya is the premise of this is the mocha where Tosis got their idea from. I don't know. That's the crazy place. It's kasha. How do you eat the Gemara according to the Ramban? So our salvation said at least the way we pass from halacha like Tosis, at least we have a shtickle mahalach.
Rashi says that after mina is rano,
right.
It makes no difference.
Makes no difference
what?
No, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. In Klisheni also, Tosis knows there's a bliya. And Tosis says, nonetheless, since it's not derech dishul, so it doesn't ask. A bliya tzayin and asas menatar, even though it's not derech dishul. But a bliya schamen, the premise of the sugya seems to be, a bliya schamen only asas if it's derech dishul. So that's where Tosis got their idea from. That it, that's how we paskin. That the bliya be Klisheni doesn't ask a bliya.
Could you learn the Gemara just for the Ramban just as Machlokes and Bishul without beliefs? And what's considered?
I don't think so. Chama Tersani, the Gemara, you know? I don't think it goes Dafka and Bishul. You have to look up all the, you have to check all the prices. I don't think so. The Pashtus is talking about beliefs, not only talking about Bishul. You have to check all the sources in the Gemara again. You got to read it slow. So that was a suggestion. Otherwise, it's a takapella. How can you have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Metzius? That's the crazy place in Kashrut.
The question is whether it was clear that
Bishul or not. Right.
Is it no longer a machlekes Metzius?
That is a machlekes and din. What's the Tzura's Bishul? If Chamin or Tech Tzayin, one is hot, one is cold, so which way is called Derech Bishul? This way or that way? So that's a machlekes in abstract, in Halacha. Which way is Derech Bishul? But a bliya there certainly will be. Yes, ka goy to taste it, so there certainly will. Yes, ka yi to taste it. Either direction will taste the bliya. That was the suggestion. So then the Gemara says that even though we paskin tatoi govar, and if you're dropping something hot into something cold, so there's no bishul, there's no bliya. But the Gemara nonetheless says, ademekale bola. Yefshela bola. That's on the third wide line and the fourth wide line. Ademekale bola. So that's what Tosis had a machlekes. Tosis in Perikir and Shabbos. Tosis in Zvach and Dav Tzadikei. Tosis had a machlekes. The Rashbam and the Rabbi Natam. What's the din of Iri Klivishin? Where the Iri Klivishin is mevashel or not mevashel? So we paskin like the compromise in Tosis, not like the Rabbi Natam and not like the Rashbam. We paskin like the Rabbi Baruch, the one who wrote the Sefer Atruma. So the Rabbeinu Baruch writes in the Sefer HaTruma, "Ir is mevashel kadei klipa." Where did he get it from? He got it from this Gemara. What does this Gemara got to do with Bishul? The Gemara is talking about Bliya. So the answer is, a Bliya only asks. That's the assumption of the Tosis. The Bliya only asks, a Bliya bechamen only asks if it's there of Bishul. Bliya b'tzayin does ask him in HaTorah. Kovish kem b'vushul is men HaTorah by Shari Sir. But Bliya chamen only asks if it's there of Bishul. So the Gemara makes a statement, Ademekale Bola, while it's cooling off, it's going to be Balea Kadei Klipa. So you see from the Gemara that there's Bishul Kadei Klipa, that there is Mavasha Kadei Klipa. That's what we assume like that. The Rabbeinu Baruch got it from this Gemara, and he assumes the whole Gemara is making that assumption, that a Bliya Bechamen only asks if it's Derech Bishul. And that was the whole Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, which Tzurah constitutes a Tzurah's Bishul. Does it depend on the Eloi, or does it depend on the Tatoi? Okay, there's a question over here. What's the definition of Eloi Tatoi? Eloi Tatoi means what's on top, what's on the bottom, or what's stationary, what's moving. So there's a shach on that. Okay, so the story on Sunday is, it looks like the Chagiga is going to take so long.